She was running through the winter woods because death was at her heels. There were rumors on the air, mutterings and whisperings in the woods. Danger approaching. Something bad. She could smell it herself, though she could make no sense of it. The air reeked of danger, and so she had stopped hunting and fled for home. Now she was cut, bleeding and starving. Fallen branches cracked and splintered beneath her powerful limbs as she ran. She pounded through the undergrowth, sending up flurries of snow behind her. She was a survivor. She had to get back. She had left her home for too long. It was vulnerable. To the elements, to outside attack. To the thing that was coming for them all. Her cubs were there. She hoped they were still there. She allowed herself to think of them briefly. Three, hungry as she was, calling out for her in the musky gloom of their den. The thought made her redouble her efforts, even though her muscles and sinews were cracking almost at breaking point. It was the deepest part of winter. The air itself seemed stiff with ice. With each passing moment she could hear even louder the whispers and the hints that danger, and even more than danger, certain death was on its way. But she couldn't abandon her den. Her children were too young. If she tried to move them now, they would all surely die. She was almost home when the frigid air was shattered by a loud and distressingly alien noise. She flung down her powerful forepaws and thundered to a halt. Was this it? Had it found her already? As the noise increased in pitch and intensity, and a solid blue shape began to materialize in the glade, the cat threw back her massive head and roared. Her savage jade eyes narrowed at the sight of the unknown object as it solidified before her. Soon the noise died away, but there was a strange smell. Alien. And there were creatures within that blue box. She could almost taste their warmth and blood. And she remembered that she was starving. Martha Jones stood back as the doctor whirled around the central control console of the TARDIS. She knew that when his behaviour was as frenetic as it was now, the best thing was to stand back and wait until he calmed down. The doctor's activity seemed to be coming to an end as the glowing central column on the console slid to a halt. The doctor picked up a handy toffee hammer and gave the panel closest to him a hefty wallop, as if for luck. Martha frowned and then smiled at this. Sometimes it seemed to her the doctor operated more by luck than logic, yet still he seemed to get away with it. There was something irresistible about his enthusiasm and general haphazardness that just made her grin. "Have we got there in time?" she asked him. He whirled around now and caught her laughing at him. "Yes, just in time.